It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream, especially when it's a banana split. You may not know it, but the ice cream concoction has a tie to the Pittsburgh region that's being recognized by the state. Here to tell us about this special honor is La Trobe City Manager Alex Graziani. Alex Graziani, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Tell us about the special historical honor being bestowed on La Trobe.
Well, we're thrilled to have the Pennsylvania Historical Museum Commission recognize the creation of the first banana split in the United States, and it happened in our own little town.
Now, La Trobe has the distinction of being the birthplace of Arnold Palmer and the first professional football game. What's the historical relationship between La Trobe and the banana split?
Well, don't forget Fred Rogers. Of course, he called La Trobe his hometown and grew up there. You know, we couldn't have certainly the apple pie, which is America's favorite dessert, but the banana split is right up there with it. And back in 1904, David Strickler, who was a college student in St. Vincent College working at a soda counter, came up and invented the first banana split.
And how did he go about doing that?
Well, you know, ice cream was quite the craze at the turn of the last century, and lots of people were experiencing the fast pace of the new era with soda counters and places like that, and I think he just let his creativity get out of him. When you imagine that probably 50 or more years before that, people never in La Trobe saw bananas, it's pretty exciting to think that he took that tropical fruit and turned it into ice cream and chili delight.
So I was going to ask you where and when the split made its first appearance. You're saying right around 1904?
Correct. And the interesting thing about it is we've done research or looked around the country, other cities like Wilmington, Ohio, have claimed that it was invented there. It may have been picked up over a couple of places, but there's no doubt ours was the first. Theirs wasn't until 1907. So whether it was a copycat or whether it was a spontaneous invention in Ohio, we were a few years before them.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. We're talking with La Trobe City Manager Alex Graziani about the town where the banana split was born. And you mentioned that competition between La Trobe and Wilmington, Ohio, for that claim to the invention of the banana split. Why was it important for La Trobe to get the designation?
Well, you know, when you look at small towns around America, there's very few that I think represent all that's good about our country as La Trobe. I mean, we're a beautiful natural setting here in the Lowell Highlands. We have, as we've already said, some of the neat honors of having the first professional football game and Fred Rogers and Arnold Palmer. And don't forget Rolling Rock Deer, you know, having come out of our small town. It fits the kind of community we want to be. We certainly aren't going to be able to be as exciting maybe as some of the larger urban areas with professional sports and all of the arts and attractions. But what we seek to be is a friendly neighborhood, small town family atmosphere, and the banana split just fits perfectly.
And why was Wilmington trying to take the title of birthplace of the banana split away from La Trobe, which rightly had earned it?
Well, they're shameless. There's no doubt about it. They have a festival in June, and they'll do anything they can to try to attract a crowd there. But in our exchanging of information and our jesting over who is better, I think I'm going to be able to make a trip out there for their festival. And I'm going to show them a picture of our historical marker just so they can see what it looks like firsthand.
Good for you, Mr. Graziani. So when will the historic marker be dedicated?
Well, that's something we're not sure yet, but we're actually planning a pretty big surprise here this summer, and we hope to coincide the unveiling of that with that event. And stay tuned for that because it's something I think a lot of folks in Western Pennsylvania will want to take an interest in.
Can you give us a hint about the surprise?
Well, there's a large company who is famous for bananas, and their name begins with a D. And it sounds exactly like a presidential candidate from the 90s on the Republican side. And they're looking at maybe coming to our area and having a festival. So if that's the case and we're able to announce a date for that, that's the time we want to unveil the marker.
All right. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a very interesting, potentially interesting event. In the meantime, Alex Graziani is the city manager for La Trobe, Pennsylvania, the official birthplace of the banana split. Mr. Graziani, thank you so much for making time to join us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you. It's a privilege.
A different number now, speaker.